Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Split Orff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle who is chasing the ball. Mayberry reaches third base with a triple. Cardi goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayberry scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Patek moves to third. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Patek scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. McKay reaches second base with a double. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKay moves to third. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Bossetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKay scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.